From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear.
The ayes are 62, the nays are 36. Senate Bill 1, as amended, is passed.
The GOP-controlled Senate has approved a bipartisan bill authorizing construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. The measure would approve TransCanada's proposed pipeline project that would carry some 800,000 barrels a day of crude oil. Senate Energy Committee Chair Lisa Murkowski of Alaska praised the lawmakers who helped push through the measure.
What this demonstrates is that under the leadership of Senator McConnell, you are seeing a process that is more deliberative, is more open, and allows for an exchange of ideas.
Bill authorizes construction of the 1,200-mile extension, which would bring crude oil from Canada's tar sands to U.S. oil refineries on the Texas Gulf Coast. However, today's vote total is not enough to override a threatened presidential veto. With U.S.-Cuba relations beginning to thaw, some members of Congress are trying to again lift restrictions on who can travel there. NPR's Michelle Kelman has more on the effort.
The debate over Cuba policy has always been fierce, but Republican Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona says he thinks there is enough support to lift the travel ban.
We're not offering a concession. We're simply saying that Americans should be allowed to have the right to travel wherever they would like to, unless there's a compelling national security reason.
He says he's lining up support on both sides of the aisle, and the House will be introducing a companion bill soon. President Obama has already announced an easing of the travel restrictions. Senator Flake and his colleagues want to get rid of the restrictions altogether. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The self-described Islamic State, or ISIS, is saying it could kill two hostages if a prisoner is not handed over to them. NPR's Alice Fordham reports a deadline already extended once has passed.
Two families are waiting for news. The ISIS hostages are Japanese journalist Kenji Goto and Jordanian pilot Muad al-Kasasba. There have been a series of messages from ISIS, not always consistent, but the most recent one demanded that a prisoner held in a Jordanian jail be released by sunset, otherwise the pilot will be killed. Earlier messages also threatened the journalist with death. Jordanian officials offered to free the prisoner, who is a would-be suicide bomber, but only if they received proof the pilot was still alive. Thus far, there has been no word from the extremists. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.
The president of the European Parliament will be the first European official to visit Athens a day after the announcement by Greece's new radical-left government. It intends to roll back a series of key budget commitments. Martin Schulz arrived in Athens today for meetings with government and opposition leaders. The announcement of the rollback prompted a warning from the EU, which sent local investors into a panic. On Wall Street, stocks snapped a two-day losing streak. The Dow gained 225 points. The Nasdaq rose 45 points today. You're listening to NPR. Egyptian state television is reporting the deaths of at least 25 people and the wounding of dozens of others, what security officials are calling simultaneous attacks by militants in the Sinai Peninsula. According to officials, the attacks rocked cities and towns late today, targeting an army base, a hotel, a police club, and several checkpoints. Militants reportedly used a car bomb and mortar rounds. Sinai is home to an affiliate of the group calling itself the Islamic State. A police sting spanning much of Europe has netted nearly 2,300 looted artifacts, many from ancient Egypt. Lauren Freire reports from Valencia, Spain, where one of the largest caches of antiquities was found.
Spanish police have discovered hundreds of ancient Egyptian artifacts hidden in a shipping container sent to Spain from Alexandria, Egypt. The pieces include a statue of Isis, the ancient Egyptian goddess of health, marriage, and wisdom, and a vase covered in hieroglyphics. They're among thousands of artifacts believed to have been looted from archaeological sites in Egypt in the 4 years since a popular revolution toppled Hosni Mubarak there. Spain teamed up with 13 other countries in a Europe-wide crackdown. 35 suspects have been arrested. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Valencia, Spain.
According to a new study, the chances of dying in a car crash have fallen sharply in the past 3 years. That's according to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, which looked at fatalities involving 2011 model year vehicles, found an average of around 28 deaths per million registered vehicles through the 2012 calendar year. That's down more than a third. For 2008 through 2009 model vehicles, the Institute credits improved vehicle safety and better safety technology. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.